Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If you look at the NBA odds right now, would say, hey, they've got the best odds to be in the finals next year. Those are odds. You have to go back and look at how they've lost, why they've lost, and what's failed them. And at some point, you're going to let a golden opportunity to pass you by if you don't take control of your future, if you're Kobe Altman and the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because I do think there is a segment of the fan base. If you decided to just not do anything and run it back, they'd be like, okay, I see what's happened with the East. I feel like you can do X, Y, and Z. Meanwhile, if you shake the snow globe like we're suggesting that you do, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, it's harder to get past Orlando, and it's harder to get past some of these other teams that are rising up. Like he said, Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is wild to think of. But all of a sudden, these teams take a step forward, Nick, and I feel like a lot of people then would be like, well, why did you mess with it? It was a good team. You had a good roster, and you didn't need to be an all-star team to win this East. But I just don't see it that way.
Yeah, the problem is revisionist history is if you don't win a championship, revisionist history will never favor you, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Like, we'll never really know if the Cavs don't trade Ron Harper, could they have beaten the Bulls? Now, in that scenario, you replaced him with Danny Ferry. So I would suggest if you're going to trade Darius Garland, don't trade him for Danny Ferry.
Yeah, okay.
Hot take, like whatever the iteration today of Danny Ferry is. But, I mean, I think I just continue. I watch a team like Orlando, and listen. I think they missed the whole point of what they really needed. They needed somebody to create more offense, and they needed somebody that could step in and be a true offensive creator point guard.
But they needed shooting really badly, and
they did get
that's
that
what they got
Desmond.
With Bane. I mean, that was the point.
But like, okay, you saw somebody that who might not have been your ultimate need. But he fit the second row down need, and he fit everything else you do. And four first-rounders for that, even if some of that's a tax on the KCP contract, guys, that's a lot to pay. It's also the thing you do if you think you have a chance, a real chance of taking that step forward. And I just think this is where we are. And listen, if the Cavs don't do it, if you're content with liking the Cavs, and if you're content with second-round exits, okay. I won't fight you. Like if you just rather watch the guys that we like that we've grown up or we've watched grow up in front of us, and honestly, 2 years from now, Darius and Evan can be your focal point. Donovan can be elsewhere, and you can uncomplicate this roster very quickly. If you want to take the long term view on this, I totally get it. But if you run it back, the same thing that failed you guys, their offense is why they lost.
Well, wait, but it's betting. It's not that. It's more betting on the idea that you're betting against other teams becoming worse.
Yeah.
Like it just, what kind of bet is that? That doesn't seem like anything that anybody sensibly would do.
So we have the Peterlin pass coming up in about 10 minutes time, 15 minutes. Math is hard. 15 minutes time. And we'll also get more into this, the NBA finals and the Cavs predicament going forward as the show goes on. But we played a little bit of Deontay Johnson in quick hits, talking about Kenny Pickett's tiny baby hands.
The old double Glover.
While he admitted that Donald Glover, as he shall be known from henceforth, or Danny Glover, any of the Glovers, really. Deion Glover, Crispin Glover.
Lucas Glover.
You're a Lucas Glover lover. I know it.
You Glover lover, son of a gun.
Rhyming again. I swear I'm not purposely trying to sound like Trump. It was a great weekend. And your boy's just a little free today. Okay?
Really big weekend. Really big weekend.
Bigly. We did the weekend bigly. Now, Deontay didn't just, when he joined the Sports in Suit podcast, he didn't just compliment on Kenny Pickett's tiny baby hands. It gave him a pretty strong endorsement in this quarterback kerfuffle.
He's going to roll with Kenny for right now. I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, and then Joe would come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
What an endorsement. I mean, for Joe and for Kenny, whew, they can live with it.
We're just going to roll with him, and then they can live with it. A lot of this has to do with the idea that Deontay Johnson, he was targeted 137 times Kenny Pickett's rookie season. I think Deontay Johnson just knows. He's like, oh, Pickett likes throwing me the ball. I don't know why, but he likes throwing me the ball, and maybe that'll happen again.
This is the...
Wait, was Deontay Johnson, should we have, obviously everyone connected the dots and the idea that he played with the Steelers at the same time as Kenny Pickett previously, but was Deontay Johnson just brought in for Kenny Pickett? Because we've not discussed that in any sort of sense at all, and I don't know if I've heard anyone else bring that up, and that we're talking about it, maybe we should be, are the Browns really telling us they brought in Deontay Johnson for Kenny Pickett?
All right, did they bring him in to give Kenny the best chance to win the job, or do you mean like, oh no, Kenny's going to win this job and we got to have Deontay here to help?
Like, oh no, Kenny's, well, not oh no, they're looking at it like if Kenny's going to be the best version of Kenny, he needs Deontay Johnson, like the guy that he clearly loved his rookie season. Even if he had very, very, very little success, he loved throwing Deontay Johnson the football. 137 targets.
So here's why it makes sense what you're saying, is the Browns love the idea that makes sense. And if you really think about it, you're like, what is that?
Yes, and that's one of these ideas. what Fugazi math did we have to do to get here? And it's like, well, let's get Kenny more comfortable. We do this all the time with quarterbacks. It's like we talk about with Aaron Rodgers, right? It's like Aaron Rodgers, every spot he moves, Alan Lazard must follow. It's like they have guys that they love, and it's like, well, let's get him somebody that he clearly loves. Deontay Johnson, because Kenny Pickett hasn't thrown many people the football. Let's do that.
And in fairness, Deontay's second year with Kenny, no bueno.
No, big
that's
time.
What's wild about this is it's like, all right, the recency here is the last 3 years, Deontay has just been, actually, sorry, the last 2 years, Deontay's been unplayable. Baltimore disliked him so much that they tried to bring him back, or they brought him back just to try and keep him away from other teams in the playoffs, and then really hated him so much they were like, okay, just get the hell out of here. Houston needed playmakers in the midst of trying to one-up what they did the year before. Houston was just like, oh, get this clown out of here, rather than poison the well. If the idea of, well, but he was good with Kenny Pickett 2 years ago, I just think you put this perfectly, and I'm co-signing your take while then saying your take for you. Because in our pre-show meeting, JP said, it's one guy you might not care for stumping for another guy you might not care for. And it's like, who do I care? Why do I care if Deontay Johnson thinks they're going to rip it with Kenny Pickett? It's like, you might not even be here, dude.
No, I think it's Deontay just connecting the dots. Like, oh, wait a second. The only reason I'm here is to be Kenny Pickett's blanket. And the only time he's been to the Pro Bowl, Deontay Johnson, who...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Was the quarterback Kenny Pickett? Like, I think there's a connecting the dots that is just obvious.
I'll spin your pre-show take. It's one guy who might not be here in September stumping for another guy who might not be here in September.
So, but you see how interesting this is, though. There's a world that exists out there where neither one of them is game one on the Browns. And there's another world out there where
in which they're the face of the Browns offense.
We look up week four and it's Kenny Pickett throwing Deontay Johnson interception passes that was supposed to meant to go to Deontay Johnson.
I just think, listen, if Jerry Jeudy,
I wasn't
going
to say touchdowns because I don't think they're going to throw touchdowns. That's
I really good 7-yard completion.
I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Kenny Pickett to Deontay Johnson touchdown.
Kenny Pickett to 5 yards past. 5 yards under Deontay Johnson. I can't give him he's going to overthrow Deontay Johnson unless Deontay just doesn't run. Like, he just stops a route midway through like he tends to do with blocking.
He did quit on a game in Baltimore.
That's true.
So if he just completely quits in the middle of the game.
That's in Baltimore. They don't have a winning culture. He's in Cleveland now.
Obviously, yeah.
And he's got Coach Kev. And that guy's a hard ass.
If anyone is a hard ass, it's Kevin Stefanski.
I love the idea that when Kevin really wants to get like, how do I reach these players, right? What he does is he just turns his visor around. All right, now you got Coach Kev. All right. He sits backwards in a chair too. He's like, what do we do about this?
Now you're just describing Kevin James playing the role of Sean Payton in that bad Netflix movie.
Don't mention Kevin James. You can mention Kevin Stefanski and I can keep it civil.
Coach Kev.
If you mention Kevin James, there are two things right now. You can't mention Bob Dylan to me or I'm going to black out and give you a 15
minute. I've been waiting at some point. What would Bob Dylan do here?
I am still so steamed.
That guy's, I hear that guy still has it.
No.
Bob Dylan is worth the price of admission.
And do not give props to Kevin. Don't even mention Kevin James. I reject it all.
Is it only exclusive to fat Kevin James or skinny Kevin James also?
Well, fat Kevin James is just pandering to skinny people by acting like he's
I need to know.
No,
I could see you being a Paul Blart Mall Cop guy. Telling me that
you
want to
break
not
up this radio partnership?
You
want to
tell me that's not a movie that Nick Wilson would like? Come on.
You want to break up this radio partnership right now?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop. I think they made two of them. I think they eventually did make two of them.
No, they did.
Well, I didn't know you had such a thing against Kevin James.
I'd like you to take
everything
back.
King of Queens? King of Queens is a great show.
If you dare say.
What's wrong with King of Queens?
If you dare say.
America loved King of Queens.
If you dare say that I'm like the Kevin James of sports talk.
I didn't say that.
There is hot coffee over here.
Yeah.
I will break that canister like Bruce Banner and you will be scalded. You will be scalded and permanent. No. No.
Kevin James playing Bob Dylan in a biopic.
Legit pissed. I'm so mad.
What happened?
I am so mad at Bob Dylan, and I hate Kevin James. Because I'm going to land the plane on Kevin James. We'll get back to this.
Okay.
Kevin James is what skinny people think of fat people. All right? Meaning he plays fat for skinny.
That's Paul Blart.
He does not. No. He makes. No.
I don't know. King of Queens was a great representation of larger people, though, because he was with that smoking hot wife of his, and everyone's like, how did he possibly get her? Like, she was way out of his league.
Which isn't offensive.
Before Scientology and everything, she was way. She was, well, okay. No, that's a good spin on it. We all looked at it. You see, my people looked at it like a good for you, Kevin James. Like, that's good. I never thought about it from that side of things. I never thought about it that
way. You landed the plane with the your people thing. I'll give you the your people thing. If Jerry Jeudy predicted Kenny Pickett as a starter, I'd be like, okay, now that's an endorsement. If David Njoku says anything.
How about Cedric Tillman? Has he earned endorsement level?
No.
No. Because he might be our second best receiver this year.
I know. There's one guy. And I stand for this player on the offense any chance I get because I love watching him play. If Wyatt Teller came out and said, I think it's Kenny's job to win, I would throw down my sword and be like, he must not completely suck. I thought he heard this and then was, you know, playing in on it.
I think anybody that is an actual starter giving out their endorsement is a big deal.
Not Deontay Johnson.
Well, Deontay Johnson's not an actual starter, and we've already laid out the Kenny Pickett connection.
Joe Bitonio will talk up any player.
No, but
he
wouldn't say it the way you said that Wyatt Teller would, right? Where it's like, I think Kenny Pickett, of everyone, I think Kenny Pickett has impressed me the most. Or has shown the most, and then you go off from there. I think that's why we talked about Greg Newsom's clip on Shedeur Sanders as long as we did. That's why we talked about Ocho Cinco with Denzel Ward and the comments that basically Ocho says Denzel made. Like going to bat for some of these guys, I think it does matter. And I wonder if Kenny Pickett almost felt as if he had nobody in his corner except for maybe his aunt and was like, hey, Deontay, we got a relationship. Maybe speak some good things about me. I lost you when I brought up his aunt, didn't I?
No, I okay. Just thought back to Trollinger last week and how much fun that was.
Is it safe to bring her up in future conversations?
Dylan or Kevin James.
Am I just touching them all on the segment?
She's nowhere. She was just somebody that loved her nephew. Ideologically, I got it. I thought calling somebody a clown was like the lamest insult. Like, you square? Okay. Good job. Now, I just don't
think... But when you call Ken Carmen a clown...
I just don't think you could come up with an endorsement that would carry less water for me for Kenny Pickett than a guy who I don't want here in Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, you... Quinshon, you know what, young man? You go say what you want. David Njoku, you say everything, David. But you know what? Say it again, King. Joe Bitonio... Yeah, you talk up everyone. That's fine. Say it. Deontay Johnson is the least impactful endorsement ever. And honestly, if I was Kenny, I would ask him to not endorse
You'd
me.
You'd say don't?
Given where Deontay Johnson's been the last 2 years.
Deontay's like, I'm going to help you out. I'll do you a solid. Kenny, please, don't. You don't have to.
Please. No. I'm okay. I'm okay. You just keep it back over there. Deontay Johnson predicts Kenny Pickett as the starter. You know Kenny Pickett now? And the failed test that the Browns might be lining up for in 5 minutes and the Peterlin pass on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.